One Day in Thailand by Randy Ross. Bangkok. Bangkok. The name alone sounds skeevy, and from the moment I get off the plane, I'm on high alert. I've read about the transsexual ladyboys, tuk-tuk scammers, and locals that play volleyball using their feet. The decor in the airport doesn't help either. Smirking Buddhas, sneering Buddhas, a gang of Buddhas wrestling a giant three-headed snake. The airport bus drops me downtown on Sukhumvit Road. That's a boulevard that's supposed to be two blocks from my hotel. On the corner stands a local woman. She's wearing a t-shirt that says University of Nebraska. That's Nebraska with just one P. The whole area is pocked with little carts selling noodles and soup. I start to walk in the sooty, humid air stings like a lung full of red ants. Immediately I'm lost. So I approach a guy. He's got a mossy blonde beard growing down his sternum, and he's wearing a fishing vest and shorts. And the chin strap on his wide-brimmed hat is pulled snug against his jowls. He looks like he's bracing for a typhoon. "Excuse me," I ask. "Do you know how to get to a street called Soy 38? "You from the U.S.?" "Yeah, I'm from Boston." "Yeah, I'm from Texas. I was an MP back in Saigon. One of the last guys out. Last guys out. Do you know, is it okay to eat any of these food carts around here?" "Oh, you don't want to eat around here. Soy Cowboy is just a few subway stops. Subway stops." He tugs twice on the travel wallet around his neck. "This whole Sukhumvit area is built on a swamp. I'm going to retire here. Retire here." Next, he exhales into his hand and sniffs his breath. In less than 2 minutes, this guy has confirmed my worst fears about Southeast Asia. This place can do things to you. Permanent, mind-warping things. I put on my hat, tighten my chin strap, and walk away. Walk away.